The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, welcome. Nice to be here. So I stumbled upon this poem that I had read here at Happy Hour. I think it was a few years ago, and I just think it's delightful. It has this playfulness to it, which I really appreciate, and maybe like some whimsy. And, you know, I like kind of combining whimsy with things about loving kindness. And I like to continue with this theme of the inner critic, working with the inner critic. And I'm going to fold in this poem with that. But I'll start with this poem. It's by Rosemary Traumer. Those of you who have been here before know that I really appreciate this poet. And it's called On International Kindness Day, which turns out is November 13th. So we're a little bit early for that, but that's okay. That's okay. Okay, so this the poem goes like this. Kindness went out and got itself a new engine, a twin-turbo premium unleaded V6 cylinder engine, something with real oomph, something that provides a bit of giddy-up when the going gets tough. Turns out kindness likes horsepower, a lot of horsepower. Plus, it sprung for direct fuel injection to maximize its power output. Everyone thinks kindness prefers things quiet and calm, but kindness is ready for action, ready to take on the world, ready to travel every back road, every highway, every main street, and get this ever-loving show on the road. There's a whole lot of work to do. Everyone thinks kindness prefers things quiet and calm, but kindness is ready for action. I kind of like this idea because sometimes we have this idea that, okay, well, Sharon Salzberg, she said something along these lines of kindness feels a little bit like the booby prize. Like, okay, if you can't be the rock star or if you can't be the supermodel, okay, I guess you can be kind. You know, like this is something that's, not so desirable. But then she points out that if you think about those people who have been significant in your life, chances are they were kind. The individuals that really make a difference have some kindness. And maybe that's their distinguishing characteristic, or maybe not. Maybe there's something else, but it's not as flashy or sexy or something to be kind, but it's really what makes a difference in this world. And somehow when we hear these things that kindness is ready for action and to take on the world and to travel the back roads, this is so easy for us to think like, okay, well, kindness has to happen somewhere out there. But kindness happens here too, right? For us to be kind to ourselves. It might be not as simple, not as straightforward. For some people it is. For some people it is. But for some other people, myself included, sometimes there's this, like, I don't know, like it's easier to be kind to everybody else, but we have these different standards for ourselves. How we think we should be or should not be or something like this. And of course, these ideas of not being kind to ourselves shows up as this inner critic, this way of belittling ourselves, making us feel like we're inadequate or somehow insufficient no matter what we do. But what if kindness, it has a direct fuel injection to maximize its power output, and it has this... a lot of horsepower with this V6 cylinder engine. It seems like they can have even more cylinders, but have more horsepower. What if some of that power, some of that horsepower was directed towards ourselves? What if kindness, this little oomph, maybe that's just what was needed for us to extend some kindness towards ourselves? So for today's loving kindness practice, I'll use some of the phrases that I've introduced in preceding weeks about working with the inner critic. But we'll start with just a little bit of mindfulness and then just some good old-fashioned loving kindness practice. And then we'll kind of do a little bit of practice specifically for the inner critic. Okay, so with that as an introduction, and take a meditative posture. And settling in. How does it feel to be embodied at this moment? How does it feel to fully arrive in this moment, to this place, this time? Not in the past, not in the future, but here, now. Tuning into the sensations of breathing, feeling, what does it feel like to breathe? You might feel it as the chest moving, maybe the abdomen moving, or maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Right now, we're just hanging out with the sensations of breathing. And when the mind wanders, just very simply, gently begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom an uncomplicated, simple, warm-hearted relationship with. And you might have an actual relationship with them in which, you know, in daily life, or maybe it's an author or a teacher that you appreciate, that it's touched your life. You have a different type of relationship with them. Maybe they don't know about you, but they've been a big role in your life. Or maybe it's furry family members, pets, kitties, dogs, or babies, whomever. A being for which you can't help but have a little smile or uplift when you bring this being to mind. So connecting with this lovable being. Perhaps by visualizing them. And then to support our connection and this cultivation or development of loving kindness, we can repeat these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Tuning into experiencing any warmth or spaciousness that's associated with this lovable being when you bring them to mind. Allow yourself to soak in this warm feeling. If it's there, it's perfectly fine. If it's not there, it's not always available. But if it is, allow yourself to be supported and nourished by it. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. We'll stay here with the lovable being just a little bit longer. What is it like to soak in this warm-hearted feeling or that intention to have warm-hearted feelings towards this lovable being? And then to expand our loving kindness, extend it, stretch it to include ourselves. Of course, we extend loving kindness to ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. reading this poem again. Kindness went out and got itself a new engine. A twin turbo premium unleaded V6 cylinder engine. Something with real oomph. Something that provides a bit of giddy up when the going gets tough. Turns out, kindness likes horsepower. A lot of horsepower. Continuing with the poem. Plus, it sprung for a direct fuel injection to maximize its power output. Everyone thinks kindness prefers things quiet and calm, but kindness is ready for action. Ready to take on the world. Ready to travel every back road, every highway, every main street, and get this ever-loving show on the road. There's a whole lot of work to do. What would it be like to have some of that power of kindness towards ourselves? then to work with the inner critic, bring to mind a difficulty in your life. It's often during difficulties when the inner critic arises the most strongly. If we grade our difficulties on a scale of 1 to 10, choose something that's like a 2 or a 3. Bringing this difficulty to mind, and I'll offer a few phrases. No need to do all of the phrases, only work with what feels resonant for you. May this difficulty be held with kindness and ease. May this difficulty be held with kindness and ease. Or maybe speaking directly to the inner critic, you might say, I know you are trying to help, but it's not helpful. I know you are trying to help, but it's not helpful. Or maybe speaking to ourselves, I'm doing the best I can right now. I'm doing the best I can right now. I am in the process of learning new ways, and this takes time. I am in the process of learning new ways, and this takes time. Everyone thinks kindness prefers things quiet and calm, but kindness is ready for action. Can we extend kindness towards ourselves, towards the inner critic? So this idea of kindness being ready for action, or, you know, getting a car, superpowered cards, I think it's playful and kind of fun, but it also highlights that how powerful kindness can be if it chooses to be. It doesn't have to be, it can be, but doesn't have to be just this soft, quiet way of showing up. And maybe with our inner critic, which can be really loud and overbearing, maybe there's need some powerful kindness to meet it. Not because we have to change the inner critic or make it be different, but just when the inner critic meets some kindness, you know, something different will happen than if it's just this perpetuation of aversion or ill will or trying to make it go away or something like this. So it can be helpful to talk about some of these ideas amongst yourselves, this idea of kindness being turbocharged with this fuel injection. It's funny that she put this unleaded V6 engine. That's the unleaded part in there. I don't know. It's just, for me, it's kind of funny and it's maybe playful. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms while we have an opportunity to talk with each other about some of these ideas and what that practice was like for you. This idea of, you know, doing some inner critic, and maybe that the kindness needs a little extra oomph, as the poet says. Maybe in that setting it does. So you'll be in groups of three or four, and it's helpful just to say one thing and then let it go to the next person, and then they say just a single thing. Then it goes to the third person, they say a single thing, and then it comes back around to the first person. And by then, they've heard some other things, and maybe there's something new that arises in the mind. So instead of just a long story or a long monologue, this is really a contrived way to share, but it can be really effective to have everybody contribute. In some ways, we're making a soup together, like everybody adds an ingredient as we go around. And if it's helpful, you can go in the order of the last digit of your phone number. And here we go. Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back. Would anybody like to make a comment or ask a question? How was that in the breakout groups to talk about turbocharging kindness? I don't know, I still get a kick out of this poem, even after having read it all these times. I think it has this playfulness that I appreciate. Yes, Jerry.
I was just thinking of I was delayed because of issues ahead of me for the meeting, but I came in to hear about turbocharged kindness and we're ready to go, like we're not slow. And so for what it's worth, pharmacists are overwhelmed with the work they've had to do over the last 2 years and never expecting it. And so I have started, and it's come out of here, that each pharmacist that I'm having to call often about control drugs, because you can't just send a fax or other things. I start off for the last month or so having a big shout out of thanks, and it's transformative in their world. Oh, thank you, doctor. Like, it's just amazing. And they're more focused when they come to take the prescription. And I don't know, I haven't got a controlled study seeing if there's less error, but it's just in the middle of the day having someone say, listen, you do, every one of you deserve a big thank you. It's too often not said. So that's come from here. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing that, Jerry. How some of the stuff that we do here, right, is like touching, who knows, all kinds of individuals and some of them that you're interacting with. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. I saw in the chat a question about the poet and the poem. Let's see here if I can write it. So the poet's name is Rosemary Traumer. And the name of the poem is On International Kindness Day. So she published this on International Kindness Day, I think 2 years ago, which an International Kindness Day is November 13th. So we're getting a jump on it, getting prepared, right? We'll be really ready in 2 months by the time Kindness Day rolls around. Ours will be turbocharged. Double fuel injected, double overhead cam fuel injected. I don't know that much about cars, but is there maybe a last comment that somebody would like to say?
Yeah, I get that. I like that supercharged, you know, full power loving kindness. I get that for me, it means that love is stronger than hate. And that I'm trying to think of some examples of that in from real life. I think of people like Mahatma Gandhi, leading a nonviolent revolution against a hateful enemy armed with guns and bullets and all that modern stuff, or simple people like the Freedom Riders in the 1960s who rode down and put their lives on the line out of love for equality, you know, and I think such is powerful love. Thank you.
Thank you, Hugh. Thank you for bringing that in. Yeah. The power of love. Thank you. And maybe not even power, but like inspiring, right? It just like touches our heart and like, wow, humans can do this. Very nice. Thank you, Hugh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at the top of the hour. So thank you all. And if you'd like to unmute, we can say goodbye in an unruly way. So. Bye-bye, and thank you.
Bye.
Thank you,
everybody. Bye,
everybody.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nicole.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.